This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Jury selection continues today in the trial for the former deputy who killed a man who called 911 when his car got stuck. Former Clear Creek County Sheriff's Deputy Andrew Buen killed 22-year-old Christian Glass in 2022. Body cam footage and the indictment show that Buen escalated the situation when Glass said he was scared and asked to be towed. Glass's parents settled with the county and other law enforcement agencies for $19 million. State lawmakers are weighing a bill to limit alcohol sales at major grocery chains. If passed, grocery stores would be able to sell wine and beer, but hard liquor sales would be allowed only at traditional liquor stores. Josh Robinson, owner of Denver's Argonaut Wine and Liquor, says local liquor stores need the bill to protect their financial well-being.
We've lost a third of our wine business since the passing of Prop 125. I mean, we lost $4.5 million in revenue in year one. We're projected to be off another $3 million in revenue in year two.
Coloradans narrowly voted to approve alcohol at grocery stores in 2022. The largest teachers union in the state has a new leader, Kevin Vick. He is the union's current vice president and has a background as a high school social studies teacher. He's expected to lead the Colorado Education Association's 40,000 members for the next 3 years, starting in July. Admission to the Denver Art Museum is free today. That's possible because of a sales and use tax from the Scientific and Cultural Facilities District. It helps fund nearly 300 organizations along the Front Range, including the Denver Botanic Gardens and the Denver Zoo. Those organizations and others will offer free or discounted admission on certain days through the rest of the year. And you can see that list of free days at denverite.com. Around Denver and in Colorado Springs, it's mostly sunny, with highs today near 60 and getting warmer toward the end of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.